Hey Leute, nice, dass ihr dabei seid. Ich bin's Carina und ich habe heute Energy Star DJ Lost Frequencies zu Gast hier bei mir im Studio. Gestern Abend, da war er noch beim Electric Love Festival in Salzburg und jetzt ist er hier. Es geht um sein Lieblingswetter bei Festivals. Spoiler, es ist auf jeden Fall kein Sonnenschein. Er verrät uns, was er machen würde, wenn er nicht DJ wäre, welches Buch er gerade liest und wir fantasieren zusammen, wie sein eigenes Lost Frequencies Festival denn so aussehen könnte. Also, viel Spaß euch.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Let's just dive right into it. Your new single, The Feeling. You've blended some country elements with up-tempo beat. Where did you get the idea from? Why
it's
country?
It's exactly that. So the thing is, I wanted to make a more up-tempo track. This is the fastest single I ever had. Usually it's way slower. So once I went faster, I needed to go a little bit back and bring more of these guitar sounds from Lost Frequencies to so that people can recognize the sound. And then I took my guitar and I just bought a new amp in my studio that I can connect, and I was playing around, and then I had this really cool sound. This is more country-ish, and so I recorded it and I was like, just let's do this, let's go for it. So it was more like I didn't aim for the sound, but it just happens, and I was like, this sounds perfect.
And then you put your cowboy hat on.
And then I put the cowboy hat on, yeah. Exactly.
Can we expect to see you on stage with the cowboy hat?
Well, I did, actually. I played a festival. I played a really cool festival in California called Stagecoach. It's a country festival, and I played there they have like a DJ tent, and I was playing there, so I had the whole cowboy outfit. It was super fun.
Nice. Okay. Are you working on new stuff currently, or are you just way too busy with driving from A to B?
No. I'm busy driving from A to B, but I'm working at the same time. I have an amazing new laptop. I can work on tour. I can make a lot of stuff happening like on tour, which is really cool. And I'm working on the album right now. I'm trying to finish it and hopefully get it out before the end of the year. So that's the plan at the moment.
Okay. How's your day? Are you daily working on music, or do you have a schedule that you're like 2 days a week? I don't know.
I wish I would be daily working on music, but sometimes, like when we're traveling, I'm like, not today, you know, not today. Because sometimes the thing is, I would take my laptop out and I start working. And the moment I start working, I have a hard time stopping. And sometimes when we have to do a lot of stuff throughout the day, then I'm very bad at doing the other stuff. So it's more like when we have like a 3-4 hour drive or we have a long flight, then I would take it out and I will work on music, or I have a long time at the hotel. But otherwise, then I like to do something else also.
Yeah. I think everybody has that, right?
Yes, I think so too.
Sometimes it's just not working. I'm wondering if you're listening to music. Are you having two stages where you're like just listening as a normal person and then as a producer?
Yeah, that's why I don't listen to a lot of electronic music when I'm when I'm chilling, because electronic music really gets my mind working like, oh, how did he do this? This is a good synthesizer. This is a good arrangement. So usually when I'm listening to music, it's more like indie dance, indie rock. So it's more about the songwriting, about the vibes, and less about the production itself. And it gets me more relaxed.
If you had the power to influence the weather when you're performing, does it always have to be sunshine? What would it be?
No, actually. Well, when I played Brooklyn Mirage, the moment I came on stage, it was hot. It was like hot weather. It was like 30 degrees. The moment I came on stage, it was like 12:30 in the evening. It started pouring rain, like, but really, really a lot of rain, like, you know, and it kind of almost felt like SFX, you know, like, and like I arrive on stage, the intro starts, the synth comes like the most like big build up, and then the rain comes in, and then on the drop, everybody was going crazy, like, because you know the rain sometimes it adds to the craziness. Like you can have like this boring, like this annoying rain, like where you know, like I'm getting a little bit wet, it's annoying, but like you have no choice. The way the rain was coming up, you were gonna be wet. So people were just embracing this moment. Everybody was completely soaked and partying, and it was an amazing, crazy moment.
That sounds really nice. I mean, you don't care, like you're wet, whatever.
Yeah, the thing is, sometimes in festivals, you can have like the annoying rainy day the whole day, and then you know, like you're wet and you're cold. But when it's hot throughout the day, and then at some point you'll have this thunderstorm coming in, like, and it rains for like 5 minutes intensively, and then it goes away, and everybody was super hot, and it just gives like this nice refreshment moment. It's actually like a nice, crazy experience.
Yeah, like someone turned on some water and was like splashing all
yeah,
around.
Yeah, that's it. Because it was super hot. So I think also it's nice. it's annoying maybe for the phones or the wallets and stuff like that, but maybe sometimes people, they have like a little bag they can put stuff in, and hopefully that's okay, but the rest, it's fine.
How do you decide what songs to put in your track list?
So I, like for example, for this summer, I made a new intro, so I'm always going to try to start with this intro. It kind of depends, because sometimes when it's like a more, when I see people are more like warming up, and the intro I know is going to be a little bit too clashing, then I start with something else. But mostly I would start with this intro, and then tonality wise I would try to mix in key with all the rest, so I would see which tracks I like. That's how I make my playlist and throughout the set, and then I would always try to play my music, and I have a lot of music, so there is at least, there is at least 30 minutes of my music that I think I have to play, because I'm coming as those frequencies and I want to play the music also, because people are coming to listen to this music. And then there's the other 30 minutes where I try to play maybe up new tracks that people haven't heard or heard, or tracks that I know, like, or crazy moments or fun moments. So just to have a really fun show. When I was playing at Electric Love Festival in Austria, I came on stage and I saw, like, I started with the intro and I was like, okay, I need to wake them up, because I think it was like, I was kind of the first acts where I was going for it. And so I changed up completely my whole set list, because I was like, okay, I'm going to wake them up, I'm going to go quickly, tack, tack, tack. And it was actually a fun moment, because I had my playlist and I switched it up completely to adapt myself to the crowd. And at the end of my set, like, it was a great party, and it was a really cool moment to see that you can really grow out in 1 hour, really change the whole vibe and go into a whole party.
That's cool. I saw that you, in India, that you used one of the popular songs.
Yes.
And perform. You did that.
Yeah. So the thing I like to do is, when I have, like, I try to do it often, is when I have a special show or something different, different place, I try to work with the local guys, like the promoters or the labels from India. And for example, for India, they were like, yeah, what do you think, you're coming India, you're going to play this big show, what do you think, you remix this big track, and the guy is coming on stage to join you and to have this moment on stage. And I was like, okay, why not? It can be fun. So they sent me the track, and it's an Indian track from a Bollywood movie. And it was hard, because it's like, so I start to make the remix, I send it over to them, and they're like, oh yeah, it's cool, but can you use the chorus? And I was like, to be fair, I don't know where the chorus is. I don't understand the arrangement. So they was like, oh yeah, it's from this second to that second, please use it. And I was like, okay. So I go back, I take the vocal they asked me to use. And it was a super fun challenge. And so when I played it, it's also fun, because when I played, people, they go crazy. They're like, oh, what the hell? Because usually DJs, they come and they play like the typical Indian tracks. And it was nice to have like a current track. And yeah, it was a really sick moment. And I did it again, actually, a few days ago. I was playing a festival in France, and I did a remix of a French track, actually from the rapper that was playing before me. And he came on stage, and I was playing then this remix, and he was like, you know, like a bit owning the stage. But it's cool, because then it creates a really cool moment. The festival likes it, the artist before likes it, and I like it. Like, it changes up my set, and it challenges me to do something different.
Oh, that must be so cool as a fan in the crowd. Because you're not expecting that.
No, I'm not expecting it either. So I'm thinking I'm gonna play the track and we'll see what's gonna happen. You know, you never know. Because also, like, usually I'm taking this track which is like very far from my sound, from my world, and I'm trying to take it into mine. And so I'm like, hopefully it's gonna work. And every time I do it, like, it works well. So I'm gonna try to keep on doing it. I think it's a fun challenge.
Do you have any special rituals that you do before you go on stage?
Yeah, usually I go out and I check out the vibe, because for me it's important to see, like, what's going on, how are people dancing to what's happening right now, are they really into it, or, you know, because it really helps me to see what I'm going to do when I'm going to go on stage. Or if there is like a big changeover, I like to come in to see, like, if people are waiting for me, like, if what's happening, are they still there, are they coming in, so yeah, it's like, it doesn't really help for the stress, but I just like to see what's going on.
How do you handle work and life? Are you someone that puts a lot of priority on self-care and finding your own space?
I think, yeah, I the thing is, I really like what I'm doing. I like my job. I like to have great shows. I like to do what we do at our best. So to give it 100%. So my work is every day in my life. We work, and we work towards something. But yes, there's also moments when I'm cutting it off. I'm putting my phone on airplane mode, and especially like when we go to the hotel, for example, I try to read my book or to listen to some music, or maybe if there is a spa in the hotel, I would try to go there and relax a little bit, because it's also important sometimes to take some distance from it to come back and to have a fresh mind. So I try to and also I try to eat healthy food when possible and not to take the easy fast food in the airports or in the train station or wherever we are. So yeah, I try.
What are you reading currently?
I'm reading a book. I started a series of books when I was in boarding school when I was younger, and it's like 12 books, and I never finished it. So now I started from start again, because I want to know the end. But it's like a fiction book for younger people. It's not like something crazy, but I like to read in English. It's also good for my vocabulary and stuff like that.
Yeah. What would you do if music wouldn't be your fate? What would be the other option for you?
If I couldn't do anything in music, then I would be a train driver. I like trains.
Wow, okay. So I'm just imagining you sitting in the train.
In the train, yeah, a beautiful one, like an old locomotive.
Like Hogwarts Express, huh?
Yes, I would be the Hogwarts Express driver.
Nice. Let's just talk about some festivals, because Energy Festival Summer is all running, Electric Love and stuff. As a DJ, what's the difference for you performing at a festival and, let's just say, Brooklyn Mirage?
At a festival, I get a little bit less the option to bring my whole show. Like, the thing is, on a festival, you know, like, it's not just you, it's the whole lineup. So I like to see what's happening on the festival, because the thing is, like, for example, imagine it's a sunset festival with a lot of, like, really chill names, and then I'm going to come and I'm going to start my set really chill and see if people want to go more crazy or not, because I don't want to impose myself also, because people come to a festival and it's a global vibe for them. And for me, it's just this one hour and a half I have. So I want to adapt myself to the festival. Instead, for example, when I do something like Brooklyn Mirage, which is like a show where people come to see me, I go straight into it. I go 100% lost frequencies. I play almost only my music. Also, I can bring my production, I can bring my whole team, visual, lights. So it's a very different experience for the crowd also. But I like both, because, for example, yesterday I was able to, then I changed completely my DJ set, and I played tracks that I wouldn't play on the other show. And then on the other show, I played tracks I don't play on the other one. So it's nice to have this balance between the two.
Nice. Have you ever attended a festival as a fan?
Yes, of course.
What's that experience like for you? What do you like about it?
I love it. I love it because you discover a lot of new artists. I love to also, what I like is to just discover stuff I don't know. When I was younger and I go to a festival, I would try every stage. I would also go like to the hard rock stage just to experience it, to see what it is, to listen to it. Maybe it's not my thing, maybe it is, you know. So that's what I love the most about festivals. You get to go to stages and discover stuff you don't know, and maybe discover something you're going to love.
What would be on your pack list for a festival, the essentials?
Sunscreen, sunglasses, and hats, because the sun on the festival can be very dangerous.
Have you experienced that?
Yes, I have experienced that. It can get very hot, and then, you know, it can actually be quite dangerous. Like the other day, I was playing in Frankfurt at the World Club Dome, and it was very hot. So I said it a few times on the mic, like, don't forget to drink water, you know, because like it's 30, even for me on stage, I'm alone and I'm already sweating. So sometimes to be in the sun, surrounded by people, and then sometimes people, you know, they drink beer, they drink alcohol, and they forget, like, it can be quite dangerous. So I'm like, don't forget to drink water, guys.
We call it Zwiewa, Zwischenwasser, water in between.
Oh yeah, Zwiewater.
Zwiewa.
Okay, Zwiewa. Don't forget to get the Zwiewa.
If you could create your own festival, what would it look like? What elements would be in it?
Oh, you mean music-wise or you mean decoration-wise?
All of it. Could be anything.
I think I would love to do it in maybe in a place where you don't need a lot of decoration. It would, like, the decoration would be the environment. Like, it can be like an amazing old factory, like, or a beach, or the nature, or an old building, you know, something. And then you put these things in evidence, because I think it can be very overwhelming. And then you light it up like in a really nice way. That's first of all what would be the environment. And then music-wise, I would have like a crossover lineup. So I would love to have live acts. I would book for sure Labyrinth. I would book like other DJs that bring some other music. Maybe like a kind of music. It's also very cool at the moment. I have a really cool vibe. And then someone at the end that would really like bring the party like at the next level, maybe like Skrillex or something, like, you know, like going crazy. And I like to have an eclectic lineup, to have a lot of different things. So you come and you discover a lot of different things on the lineup.
And then you end with a bang.
And then you end with a big party, yes.
Nice. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.